With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Teachers and students in the Roaring Fork School District started online learning this week since the COVID-19 pandemic closed down their classrooms for the rest of the year. I talked with three teachers in the district about what they're most excited and nervous for when it comes to working virtually with their students. Here's what they had to say.
I'm Kendall Riley. I'm a fifth grade teacher at Glenwood Springs Elementary. So at GSES, fifth grade is the last grade in elementary, and we already really try and give them a lot of empowerment over their own learning and a lot of leadership in their learning. I think this is going to be a really cool opportunity for them to do that and to put that into place. I think the biggest and the most important thing is that, like, connection is our number one. The most important thing that we can do is to reduce isolation right now. And so it's figuring out which formats work for different kids. And then it's also, like, I think it's an opportunity for us to do things that we talk about a lot, and I think we do implement a lot, which is having the kids really be leaders and stewards of their own learning. And this is a chance to really get them to put that into really intense practice. I'm most nervous about my kids who need extra supports, whether that's kids who are advanced and need extra differentiation to continue advancing them, my language learners, my newcomers to the country, and my kids who have other learning needs, and like how to meet their needs in this distance setting. We've been saying we're building the airplane as we're flying it.
My name is Allie Luck, and I'm a special education teacher at Glenwood Springs Elementary School. So I work with mostly mild and moderate students, so my students mostly have learning disabilities in different areas. Some could be reading, writing, math, or all of the above. And then I also have some students who are on the autism spectrum. My students really appreciate time to be with students with like needs and a place where they can feel successful and not isolated from their peers. And I think the same exists during online learning. Like, just needing that sense of connection and wanting that support of your peers and feeling like you're not alone in what you're struggling with. Probably one of the biggest challenges for our students is just trying to figure out how this is going to work for each individual in their different settings. The hope is that we're providing work that's accessible to them, that they can do, and that's at their ability level. When kids can celebrate their successes together, that's really powerful. And I think when they're at home doing their work alone, it feels different.
This is Kim Peterson. I'm a bilingual kindergarten teacher at Basalt Elementary School, and this is my sixth year there. It's really all up to the parents in kindergarten because they're so little, they're so young. But of course, they're highly capable, but I work really hard to engage with my parents from the get-go at the beginning of the year. That's a really important part of my teaching philosophy. I'm hoping that that has benefited where we're at now because I have this strong foundation with a lot of the parents of my students in my class, and I feel really comfortable talking with a lot of them, and I think they do with me also, and so that's just made this situation now that much easier because we have that good foundation. I'm not as nervous about me. I'm just nervous and worried about the families who I know are struggling right now. You know, there's a lot of people out of work. There's a lot of people not out of work who are working full time still and also trying to raise and school and support three children. And I think as a teacher, it's always, for me, been a position of stewardship and service. And my biggest worry, I guess, is that they are struggling and I want to do whatever I can to help them and support them.
That was Roaring Fork School District teachers Kendall Riley, Allie Luck, and Kimberly Peterson talking about their worries and hopes of online learning. The district returned to school this week virtually. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.